Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamir. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to validate what a charge was that appeared on my credit card.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
43215.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name?
It's Donald Garlicove.
Okay, hold on for a second. Okay, Matt, can you spell out your last name for me?
Garlikov.
Okay. Okay, and may you verify your shipping address for me?
41 South High, well, I think it's 41 South High Street, Suite 3400, Columbus, Ohio, 43215.
Do you have another address?
Yeah, 251 South Dawson Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43209.
Okay, can you verify the number on the account?
No, I'm not going to give you my credit card number because I...
No, not your credit card number, your phone number.
My what number?
Phone number.
I don't have a file number. I don't know what
your phone number. Can you hear me?
Phone number is 614... I don't know which one it's going to be. We have like four. 614... let me look. I don't understand why you need all this information. You're just going to tell me you can't tell me anything.
Because it's two different addresses from the ones that you told me. That's why I asked for the phone number. But,
well, hold on. Let me look. I just, what do you mean? That address wasn't right that I gave you?
Did you say 41 South Dawson Avenue?
No, I said 251 South Dawson.
Yeah, that's not on here. The address is 41 South Dawson Avenue.
Well, that's the problem. You got two addresses mixed up. So the work address is 41 South High Street. The home address is 251 South Dawson.
Whoever made this account, they put this address on here.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you that's not the right. That's not the right address.
Okay, but okay.
I don't know who made this account. That's why I'm calling.
Okay. Okay, the account was made July 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
For the $5.74 was spent for the fuel saver.
Right. So I understood about that one. So then why did we get charged $67.32?
Okay, that was charged $67.32 because it states online after 48 to 72 hours, you just paid the $5.74. That was for the trial. And afterwards, you would get charged the full amount for the membership, which was the $67.32. But you should have got a card sent to your email for $125 that you could spend on the website, and you will be able to spend on the websites.
So how do I cancel this? I'll have to go look and see if he has that. But first of all, if the address, well.
I can go ahead and cancel the account out, but
can you prorate and give the money back, or what do you have to do?
Well, something was already fully refunded and nothing else have been taken out. These charges were old, so they are final.
They're not old. They're from August. But I didn't understand what you said. You weren't very clear. Something was already taken out. What does that mean?
The two attempts that it tried this month and in September were declined, and the one in the beginning of September 9th, 2022, the $39.99, that was fully refunded, and the other charges from July and August, they're final.
What does that mean, they're final?
I can't give you a refund for those, but I can close the account out.
Oh, you guys are ridiculous. You're such a scam. I don't understand why you could decline the other one, but why these are final. I don't understand what you're telling me. I could go decline these right now.
We didn't decline these. No money came out of your account this month. That was old.
I don't know what you mean, no money came out of these accounts. These was
the
old.
Card That's was declined, so it wasn't charged.
Okay, but it was charged on August 29th for $67.32.
That's a final sale.
But for what?
When you did the $5.74 and the terms and conditions, it stated that if you don't cancel the account out within the 48 to 72 hours, you will be billed the remaining for the membership. And that was the $67.32. That's where that came from.
Okay, but why are you saying I can't dispute this now? I can dispute it with my credit card still, right? Because we don't have anything to show for any of this. It's not even set up right. And the amount that you quoted as being disputed was came from a different company, but you guys are all the same. He has all these charges from all these different companies that claiming he has things that he doesn't. Because I got another one from, I bet you if I call back, it's a different number, but I bet I get the same call center for a Precious Home Living. I don't know what that is either. Is that one of your companies you guys support as well?
We work with over 300 different online companies.
Yeah, I know, and they're all a scam.
It's not a scam. You all just didn't read the terms and conditions.
Well, I'm going to go look and see exactly what they say.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you have a nice day doing this job that is really a scam. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.